Tahiri Vela killed Gallad in cold blood, Dalla stated coldly. She deserves to be punished for what she's done. Others certainly have. Dorvan knew that Dalla was still upset about Admiral Cha Nyathol's suicide. He knew why she wanted Tahiri Vela to suffer. She had not wanted to bring charges against the Mon Calamari, but had done so, ironically, in an effort to appear even-handed. For Dorvan to ask her again for an appearance of even-handedness, specifically directed at Tahiri Vela, was pushing it, and he knew it. Nyathol had taken an ancient and honorable way out for those facing political ruin. She had taken her own life in a time and place of her own choosing. It was distressing, certainly, but he suspected that Dalla was perhaps taking the suicide, taking everything surrounding the case, much too personally.
Ma'am, if I may, I understand that Gallad Pellion was a personal friend of yours, and I cannot help but observe that Admiral Nyathol's suicide has caused you some distress.
But you should not let this become, or at the very least not let it be perceived as, a personal vendetta.
Her patience with him seemed to have reached its limit, for Dalla snapped.
Nyathol paid the price for aiding Jason Solo, and she didn't even pull the trigger. Vela should too. Murdered is murdered. It doesn't matter if Pellion was an old friend, an old enemy, or someone I'd never met.
Unruffled, Dorvan nodded his brown head. She had him on the last point. Dalla folded her arms, thinking.
If I did this, she said, the Jedi would think of it as a concession.
Perhaps, Dorvan said. One for which they might be very grateful.
Or one that might make them smug and think they'd scored a point.
Pardon me, ma'am. I had thought we were trying to do what was best for the Galactic Alliance and its people, not participating in a game of sabacc.
To his surprise, Dalla smiled slightly.
Politics is always a game, Dorvan. You'll need to learn that one of these days.
I hope not, ma'am. I have a dreadful sabacc face.
He said this with his usual deadpan voice, and that actually got a chuckle out of the Chief of State.
Let's say you're right, she continued. Let's say they're grateful. Perhaps they might be willing to give me something in exchange. Say, Sathias Saar.
Sathias Saar was the latest Jedi crazy, as the press sometimes liked to call them. He was a Chev, tall, powerful, and like all the Jedi crazies, extremely dangerous. And he was currently in the Jedi Temple. And nothing that Dalla had been able to say or do had persuaded Master Kenth Hamner to release him.
It's possible, Dorvan said. It would certainly put you in a stronger negotiating position.
And ma'am, she glanced at him.
Yes.
Quite frankly, it's the right thing to do. And you truly lose nothing. She sighed.
I will think about it. Anything else?
The clipped, cool tone of her voice told him she hoped there wouldn't be. He would have to disappoint her.
Well, this is probably nothing of import, but...
Then you wouldn't mention it, Dalla said. I know you too well.
Well, ma'am, that much is true. It seems that there have been some uprisings and protests on various worlds.
Uprisings and protests? Against the GA?
Dalla sat up straighter. Her brilliant emerald eyes narrowed to slits, her body as still and taut as a predator on the alert.
No, ma'am. All localized incidents. Suppression of religion, unfair representation, a history of slavery that the suppressed populace has decided is outdated, that sort of thing.
She extended a well-manicured hand for the datapad, and he gave it to her.
Mostly backwater worlds,
she said after perusing it quickly.
Hence my initial hesitation in bringing this to your attention. However...
Such things can be like wildfires,
Dalla agreed.
If one revolution is successful, another world might take heart and try their own.
Precisely. And as the Galactic Alliance denounces slavery, I felt it was the right thing to do to mention the situation.
She looked over the list again.
Finsoth? Really? That's unusual.